This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday the 13th, 2016. This is a live global transmission on this Friday edition. We are going to absolutely cover the waterfront and expose the globalist program for total world domination. Yesterday, I got into articles in The Hill and other publications dealing with the plan to take over the suburbs and rural areas and make them unlivable. Let's go to a John Bound special report, and we'll come back and break this and a lot more down.
Community organizing, Supreme Commander President Barack Obama hates America so much that even as a lame duck president, he intends on taking one last cheap shot at the success of the American dream. Obama and Julian Castro, Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, in some kind of ongoing, lightly reported, bizarre social Agenda 21 experiment, aimed to punish the suburbs of America for all of the hard work that fueled their position in life.
Ours is a nation like no other, a place where great journeys can be made in a single generation. No matter who you are or where you come from, the path is always forward.
The New York Post writes, Hillary's rumored running mate, Housing Secretary Julian Castro, is cooking up a scheme to reallocate funding for Section 8 housing to punish suburbs for being too white and too wealthy. The scheme involves supersizing vouchers to help urban poor afford higher rents in pricey areas such as Westchester County, while assigning them government real estate agents called mobility counselors to secure housing in the exurbs. Julian Castro, who the left is seeing as their Obama 2.0 and Hillary's VP, was handpicked by the Obama administration in 2014 from his position as mayor of San Antonio, Texas, to oversee Obama's social experimentation on the housing of America. Castro was highly criticized for the sale of thousands of foreclosed homes to Wall Street firms at bargain basement prices using HUD's Distressed Asset Stabilization Program. 98% of those homes were sold to Wall Street. Castro had been brought in to assist Obama's 2013 forced diversity HUD ruling, where Agenda 21 would receive a tremendous steroid shot, resulting in, as Stanley Kurtz, author of Spreading the Wealth, How Obama is Robbing the Suburbs to Pay for the Cities, writes, the new HUD rule is really about changing the way Americans live. It is part of a broader suite of initiatives designed to block suburban development, press Americans into hyper-dense cities, and force us out of our cars. Government-mandated ethnic and racial diversification plays a role in the scheme, yet the broader goal is forced economic integration. The ultimate vision is to make all neighborhoods more or less alike, turning traditional cities into ultra-dense Manhattans, while making suburbs look more like cities do now. In this centrally planned utopia, steadily increasing numbers will live cheek by jowl in stack-and-pack high-rises close to public transportation, while automobiles fall into relative disuse. The Hill reports, in June 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 that federal housing laws allows people to challenge zoning laws and other housing practices that have a disparate or harmful impact on minority groups, even if there is no proof that the discrimination was intentional. And 2 weeks after that Supreme Court ruling, HUD issued a regulation intended to help poor people move into communities that are rich with opportunity, as HUD Secretary Castro phrased it at the time. And now, a settlement agreement with Baltimore County, Maryland, is making those fanatically utopian policies come to fruition due to a complaint filed with HUD in 2011 by the NAACP. 1,000 units will now be dispersed in the most affluent areas of Baltimore. And if that wasn't enough to fundamentally alter the American landscape, Castro threatened to sue suburban landlords for discrimination if they refused Section 8 tenants with criminal records.
What do you think about considering Julian Castro as vice president?
Well, I think really highly of him, and I am thrilled to have his endorsement today. Both he and his brother, the congressman, are just among the best young leaders in America.
Castro's sucking up to Wall Street was seen as a potential toxic addition to Hillary's campaign. But now, with this dangerous scheme to once again bring government leeching welfare recipients and criminals in the left-wing perception of too white, white flight, quiet suburbs of America in the name of fighting inequality, has the potential of placing the American dream squarely over the toilet.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday the 13th, 2016. On this May 13th broadcast, I will be here live for the next 3 hours. And then I will also do about 30 minutes into the fourth hour of Overdrive, because we have the director of 13 Hours, which I now have a chance to see, and which I can only laud, because it exposes the fact that Hillary and the State Department ordered a stand down in Benghazi. And the director said, this is not a political film. We just covered what the facts showed. And that's a big deal to see something like that come out of Hollywood. So I look forward to interviewing the director coming up for 30 minutes in the fourth hour. We're also going to have Mark Meacham on from the UK, from Scotland. He was arrested, even though he's a liberal, socialist, in his own words, for putting out Hitler Dog. His YouTube account is Count Dracula, where he makes joke videos about villains and things. And, of course, John Cleese did a lot of Hitler skits as well. So did Charlie Chaplin and others. This just shows that even if someone is saying Heil Hitler, don't they have the right to do it? I mean, if you love Hitler, isn't that your right? But you don't like Hitler and you make a comedy video and you get arrested? He's joining us. Les Jamison, who heads up the website HR14.org, highly recommended by Congressman Walter Jones and others. Les Jamison is working hard to try to get the 28 pages on 9/11 released, so he'll be hopping in on the transmission as well today. There's some really unintentional comedy we're going to be going over. It's the press releases put out today. The Associated Press is reporting on it. That Facebook is conducting an internal investigation to find out if there's any censorship of conservatives going on, or curtailing, or governing, ratcheting back, suppression, blockage. Zuckerberg is on record with Merkel on a stage saying he's blocking, quote, anti-immigrant criticisms in Germany of the huge Islamic invasion. He's on record meeting with the communist Chinese over and over again the last few years with their censorship heads on how to do it. I mean, we played the clips of him meeting with them. We played the clip of him with Merkel. It's all on Infowars.com. We have internal memos that Facebook didn't even hide where they, you know, talked about blocking Donald Trump. I mean, this is going on. And they've had mainstream media the last few months as this bubbled under the surface have articles going, look, you own your company. You're allowed to block views you don't like. Yes, but you advertise that as long as someone isn't calling for violence or whatever, or selling stolen goods or whatever the case may be, or having pornography, that you are allowed, no matter whether you're a Muslim, a Christian, a Hindu, an atheist, a conservative, a libertarian, a agnostic political person, whatever, you're allowed to have your views, and you're allowed to put out memes, and you're allowed to post videos if they're your videos. So they tried to sell the idea of censorship. It's blowing up in their face, and I just want to say great job to our listeners who were really at the heart of promoting this. Great job to DrudgeReport.com and Matt Drudge really making this front and center. Great job to the Facebook employees and contractors that have gone public. And great job to my crew for persevering and just really hammering Facebook. And I've had some folks through Facebook reach out to us and just say, you know, you might want to just leave us alone and we'll let your stuff get spread virally. And then all of a sudden, all our stuff just starts going viral everywhere. And then I don't stop criticizing the censorship that's going on for other people, and then boom, we get turned off again. I mean, as if I get left alone, I'm going to let everybody else get censored. That's not how I operate. And it wasn't like, hey, buddy, do this and we'll leave you alone. It was like, you might want to stop what you're doing, and if you want to keep getting spread virally, and, you know, Facebook's being real nice to you and wants to work with you. We've had YouTube do it, you know, where the vice president calls up and then, you know, all these doors open and then I criticize Google and the doors close. I mean, like I'm a donkey and there's a stick tied on a pole out in front of my head and I'm out here plowing the fields. I bring value to Google, to YouTube, to Facebook, to Twitter. I bring content and $30 million of investment a year. That's how much it costs to run InfoWars. Sounds like a lot. It's not. Medium-sized papers cost more than that. I do it on the cheap. I go out and, you know, raise money other ways, or some family property gets sold and I put it into InfoWars, or I get a big, you know, movie deal and, you know, get a payday on something as a consultant and I put it right back in. And it's not bad to make money. It's that my passion is opposing the New World Order, exposing baby parts being sold, exposing dehumanization, because I don't like dehumanization because I'm a human and I take it personal because I have empathy. In fact, I can even barely do the show today, but I'm going to do it because Rob is one of my best friends, news director, plays basketball, really healthy guy. And he was out last night with some of the guys after work at about 7 and said, man, my whole side feels kind of weird and numb. I'm going to go home. His whole left side. That's usually your brain or your heart. And all he has is a text message from his wife this morning saying, hey, he's not going to be in. Yeah, I think he left his phone up there, you know, quote, it's really bad, the worst ever. So I've sent Buckley to his house or wherever to try to get a hold of him so I can give you an update, but I'm really pissed off right now. So I'm going to try to control myself because I care about my friends, I care about my family, and I care about the general public as well. So many people in the general public, when I treat them with respect or I'm nice to them or I try to build people up, they think it's because I'm weak. Because, see, they wouldn't try to build me up or you up. They wouldn't try to help somebody, and so they think you're the same way. It's just, it's bizarre. And Texas has its share of corruption historically and problems, but it's well known that if you run into good Texans, you know, handshakes as good as it gets, and people are really into being straight and strong and honorable and building a real society. And I always heard that growing up and was cynical about it and said, oh, Texans aren't special, and I'm sick of all this Texas worship and, you know, oh, great, my ancestors were the key founders of the state from the very beginning on both sides of the family. And I would just, you know, kind of get tired of hearing about it. But once I grew up and learned about the rest of the world, the rest of the country, and rediscovered all these great Texans I grew up around, I had a blind spot. I thought everybody was like my grandparents and my great-grandparents and my family members and my cousins and everybody. They're not. And I'm not a sardonic person. I'm not an arrogant person. I'm not on a power trip. It scares me to think that I'm stronger, smarter, tougher, meaner, more honorable than almost anybody I've ever run into or met. That's a scary thing. And when I do find honorable people like Rob do, and those kind of people become your family. And that's why I hate the globalists. The things they do to innocent children, the things they do to our women, the things they do to our culture, the way they're attacking us, the way they're trying to destroy our civilization. I'm tired of it. And half the time I get mad and blow up and explode on air because I'm frustrated with myself that I'm not doing a good enough job to attack these people. And I put my full will and my full soul on the line and ask God to give me the strength that I've got the courage to bring these people down. And it's not out of hatred or rage I want to do that. It's out of love of humanity. All you haters out there, I know you're going to hate. I know you're going to backstab. I know you're going to creep around. But I got news for you. Your time's coming. Sooner or later, to quote Johnny Cash, God's going to cut you down. Excuse me. Let's get back to Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg lauds socialism with China's internet censorship czar. Facebook CEO visit with Liu Wei. Hypocritical and absurd. Remember that one back in December of 2014? There's a whole bunch of other ones. Mark Zuckerberg caught on hot mic saying Facebook will censor anti-migrant posts. Ex-Stasi agent hired to censor xenophobic Facebook posts. She then calls the police to come and arrest you or interrogate you or fine you. Oh, that's the big liberal state of Germany. Oh, by the way, German women don't wear mini skirts, and we can't have Oktoberfest outdoors. I didn't even get to two articles yesterday in France and Germany where Muslim gangs on TV, this is on film, are going around beating people up and demanding protection money as a Sharia tax at outdoor bars. I mean, people walk to me, and I'm in an outdoor bar with a glass of wine. You try to attack me, I am going to, I mean, what in Hades is going on here? We are such a broke-back, wussified culture. And I, for one, have had enough of it. But here's the deal. These poor Muslims, and I say poor, I mean they come from poor areas in the Middle East, all henpeck and oppress each other. That's all they know. They come from the most just backwards, oppressive, cult-like, moron garbage. And they come to our free, open society and just absolutely run amok all over it. And we're so open and free, we, quote, won't discriminate. Listen, you don't eat rotten meat, do you? That's discrimination. You don't wear clothes with big holes in them. You discriminate against holes in them. They've misapplied definitions. You shouldn't be mean to somebody just because what color their skin is. But if they are attacking you with a ball peen hammer or a knife, you got to fight back. And I didn't get the articles yesterday all over France, highways shut down, huge hordes robbing the vehicles. It's just all over Europe. France announced civil emergency as they just descend with this.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show, SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, Rob New, our news director, is okay. I just couldn't get a hold of his wife for like an hour when I got into the office this morning and learned about this. She texted Darren McGreen saying he wouldn't be in. He was the sickest she'd ever seen him, and then I said, well, what happened? Well, last night after the show, they were at a restaurant having a couple beers, and he said, man, I feel all numb on my left side, and I feel terrible. I'm going to go home. And then we get a text. It's the worst ever. I'm thinking, is that his heart, his brain? Maybe it's a pinched nerve. And his wife says it seems to be really, really bad flu or something. And but he's okay. So I didn't mean to put off a false alarm here. I was just sharing with you that I was upset with the clock ticking until Buckley got over to his house to find out exactly what was going on. But that did happen. So now I'm good. It's the suspense of it, as everybody knows, with family or good friends. Especially the older you get, you see so many friends and family die. You see so many healthy people just drop dead. You just see some people you love get an infection when they go in for surgery, and the day later they're dead. And or maybe a lot of folks haven't experienced that. I've had friends die with their hand in my hand and watch the light go out of their eyes. And it just there is too much death in this world. But you know, it's the great equalizer, and it's what brings great men and great women and common men and women, all of us, down to the same equalized level. Now, let's get into just a smattering of the news that's coming up. I really need to do this. There's one Telegraph article about where is the world's new billionaire luxury home hotspot? And, of course, it's New Zealand. But in these articles, they don't tell you why they're all running there. In many others, they admit it's because of global crisis, global war, global meltdown. That's what they're saying. I'm not the one saying that. The elites are saying it. Pentagon reports are saying it. British Ministry of Defense reports are saying it. We're watching it very, very closely. And we see retail numbers across the world just plummeting. Production, raw material production, plummeting. A lot of very, 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 very serious signs. We're also going to get into this big report when we come back in the next long segment that's up on drudgereport.com. WTFTSA, viral video, that's what the guy says, viral video shows unbelievable length of security line, some people waiting up to 4 hours. Now, you talk about being held hostage. TSA funding only goes up and up and up. They've spent tens of billions every few years on naked body scanners. They've got checkpoints on highways and at random bus stations and train stations. But the borders are open, and we have mainstream news articles admitting that they fly in planes to New York every day out of Mexico and other countries, and no one is even checked. No IDs are even looked at. In fact, we can probably put those articles up on screen. But for TV viewers, we're showing you this giant line. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And then now at airports all over, they're just losing giant amounts of luggage. And then the TSA just so happened to already be scheduled to be testifying yesterday. And there's the head of the Transportation Safety Administration, the nanny state. And they say, I saw it on Fox News this morning, the director goes, I told you a few months ago we need more money. And we need more money to get these lines going. Well, guess what? Magically, they're now going to get more money that'll then be siphoned off in naked body scanners for people like Michael Chertoff, former head of Homeland Security. Congress approves TSA request for screeners to meet summer crush. They're going to get an additional $34 million to hire an additional 768 new officers and pay overtime of $42,000 plus. Oh, isn't that great? So you can all learn how to go through a checkpoint, be checked, be searched. But the Border Patrol completes the smuggling process of tens of thousands a month of, quote, other than Mexicans from the Middle East, China, you name it. ISIS is on the border coming across, planes flying from Europe, the Middle East, Mexico, don't even get searched, from Austin, Texas to Los Angeles, California to New York, New York. It's in the news. Whistleblowers go. No, we're ordered to not even check their IDs. We just let them in. Donald Trump goes, this is outrageous. The FBI says we're not vetting any of these people. Most of the passports are fake. We're not even checking some of those. We need to shut this off until they start checking again. And their answer is to say that, quote, he wants to ban a religion or arrest all the Muslims and all these lies. We're going to play some of those clips coming up, but that shows the total fraud. Give us more funding, or we'll make you wait 4 or 5 hours, or we'll lose your luggage. And then you watch, no matter how much we pay, more and more funding to fund their next rollout, because most of the funding, this is a diversion, is for highway checkpoints, mobile vans, x-ray vans. But the border's open, people have internal checkpoints. That's globalism. A police state, but no border.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We are working on getting the director of 13 Hours on, and I think that's going to be next week or so. I get confused. We actually have one of the heroes of Benghazi joining us that wrote the book that was turned into 13 pages, and that's Chris Peranto, an Army Ranger, served all the world. Then he was in a CIA annex security team that basically refused the stand-down order. They were on the sat phones, and over again were told stand down by the CIA, orders from the State Department. Now, this had always been known. I had Colonel Schaefer on the week after it happened. He got in a lot of trouble for telling the truth and coming on the show, but he had the courage to do it, just like he exposed the stand-down orders to not kill bin Laden in 2001 with Stratus, Ivy, and Able Danger. And we had other sources as well that broke this down. They wanted the people there dead. They wanted to say that Al-Qaeda had done it. It was really the security team that the State Department had hired to run security, general security in Benghazi. It was ISIS. It was Al-Qaeda. It was Wahhabist before they ever changed their name to ISIS. And they wanted the three warehouses full of weapons. So they went over, thought they'd kill people in a few minutes. But the stand down went for 13 hours. The firefight for 8.5, because a few teams of men, Navy SEALs and Rangers, assigned to CIA contractors, refused to stand down, refused to watch fellow Americans get killed. And so we know now what happened. So don't forget, one of the good things that Megyn Kelly's done a few months ago on Fox News was have some of these gentlemen on, and here is a clip of what they had to say. This is coming up in the fourth hour today.
The CIA station chief, where you were at the time, told you repeatedly, according to the movie, stand down. We saw that in the trailer. Use the words, stand down. Mm-hmm. Is that how you remember it?
Yeah, I mean, it was him. It was the chief of base, the deputy chief, and our team leader that were sitting on the front porch, and when he told me to stand down.
It was, Tig said, hey, we're losing the initiative. And we were.
Why is it wrong? Why, the position is,
in the middle.
You're here to protect the annex. They have some security personnel over at the consulate, which our viewers should know, congressional investigators have already found was woefully inadequate, and that we were totally unprepared, that state had totally left those guys unprepared to defend themselves. But in the moment, that station chief at the annex is saying, you stand down, you're here to protect us, this facility, not that one.
Well, I really don't think it was just for us to protect that facility.
Yeah, she's whitewashing there.
There was multiple security situations when we should have left, and he never
she's
let
trying
her go.
To change the subject, too.
I was just risk adverse, in my opinion. His last station, he wanted his legacy to be what it was. He didn't want to lose anybody, I guess.
You got trained Army Rangers.
Full clips up on InfoWars.com, obviously. But the man in the middle is going to be joining us today to talk about his book that was turned into the film. We're also working to get the director on. I thought we were getting both of them together. That's why I was confused earlier. But it's just incredible to see those heroes up there, because they're not just highly trained. They're not just patriots. They've not just been through so many tours all over the world before they became contractors with the CIA, but it took moral courage to refuse the order to stand down over and over and over again, when we now have a culture filled with men, especially, who will violate their oaths, who will, in a cowardly fashion, turn their back on their fellow Americans and humans and follow illegal orders. But Benghazi went too far. And people like Colonel Schaefer and others are also heroes, because he came on a week after, laid out what happened, and, man, they called him in, I'm not supposed to get into it, and basically threatened him. And I'm not going to say what they threatened him with, but you can probably imagine. He still comes on the show. And you know what? He made it through that. Just like Tosh Plumlee was retiring from the CIA after almost 50 years, right after Benghazi, confirmed with NATO sources, Pentagon sources that were there, that they're shipping guns to Al-Qaeda and high-impact weapons, tow missiles, anti-aircraft impads, you name it. Not just in Benghazi, but directly to him, and that he wouldn't be part of it and others wouldn't. They called up and said, we're going to indict you, we're going to kill you, did disinformation operations against him, had people calling him up saying they were with me, that we didn't like him, just all sorts of dirty tricks to cause infighting, didn't work. And obviously, we are willing to cover these issues as well. Because if we don't, there's no future. If we let them get away with stuff like this, folks, there's no limit. The great danger is cowering to these people. And it's my instinct that I cannot lay down to this. Quite frankly, I don't have any fear. It's almost like I'm a slave to the truth. It's a good feeling, though. I do the right thing. It's default. And I just don't see how other people don't do the right things in their lives. But people think it's cool to sell out to corruption and to betray people. And you know what? Those are soft, evil folks. You don't really ever find anybody that's really lived and really been involved in anything who continues to be corrupt. I see a lot of punks that are corrupt, but they go through some real adversity. They tend to become men. That's why they want this nanny state, this artificial society. I've got an article here where three Navy SEALs in training, before they were SEALs, have recently died. One in training, another flipping their truck, another committed suicide. And they go, oh, should we, cut back on the training and make it easier? And if anything, they have made it a little bit easier, but not much. And the answer is, that's why you go through training like this. People always die. I mean, quite frankly, you go back 50, 60 years ago with Marine Corps training, there were just deaths every week at Camp Lejeune. Just that's what happens. I've talked to family. I've got the Army, Marines, you name it, and it was just, it was expected people were going to die. You're getting ready to go into situations where even more people are going to die, and a whole bunch more are going to die if they don't find out who's going to crack. It's that simple. So they have to bring you right up to battlefields situations over and over again, and if you bring somebody into a battlefield situation, somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get blown up. Somebody's going to fall out of the helicopter. Somebody's going to break their neck. That's what men do. But not in the nanny state. You got to ban dodgeball. Now they want to ban football. Now they want to restrict everything. Now everybody in bull riding's got to wear a helmet. Yeah, people say, well, let's see, you bull ride. I'm not bull riding, though I've attempted it. The point is, that's the sport. It's macho for a reason. Look, they admit GPS, just being in our cars a decade or so, suddenly the average human doesn't have any depth perception or a situational awareness. That just think back 10 years ago, you kind of knew where the sun was, different directions, hills, where you were in a city. You kind of just had an idea of where that next street would be because you had a little map in your hand or you wrote down some notes. Just like calculators are making us stupid. Just like now, automatic, systems are basically guessing the word on my iPhone when I've half written it. Forget a spell checker. It's now writing the word for me, guessing what the word is. And if I want to send a cuss word, which I occasionally send, or maybe a quote, or someone else's text that has a cuss word, it will change it. It's a nanny state. It's an AI. And every yardstick, every meter, every gauge we've got, every indices shows we're getting stupider and stupider and weaker and weaker and weaker. Used to, I was talking to Buckley about this last night, you had your, quote, dark side, not an evil side, but a primal side where you had to go out and get the food and maybe fight other humans that were trying to take your food, and you could get really vicious and really mean. Then you went back to the hut or back to the cave, and you got the little baby with your wife, and everybody loved each other. That was the precious side, that where you wanted to be by the fire with your people. But now it's all a fake nanny state where we all act nice and act like we're liberal and act like we love each other. And then at home we go and watch TV all day. We don't cuddle with each other. We're fake. And yes, there are new studies out in Psychology Today and other publications that show humans now have a shorter attention span than a goldfish. Humans have shorter attention span than a goldfish thanks to smartphones, the London Telegraph, science. And I'm telling you, folks, I talk to adults everywhere, executives, really smart people. And folks call a high IQ smart. That's only one gauge. How about cultural smarts? How about semantical IQ? How about an oratory IQ? What about your social abilities? People don't have that more and more. They're selfish. They're stunted. They're unconscious. They're bored. Record numbers are bored. And the brain matter is dying. When you're excited learning new things, even if you get old and lose overall brain mass tissue, you expand new systems in the brain, new neural pathways, and actually become more intelligent. They've done many autopsies on top composers, top mathematicians, and the brain might be a third smaller than when the person was, say, 20 years old. Shriveled, tiny. But that person was doing mathematical equations at 90 years old, bouncing off the walls with a 25-year-old girlfriend. Till the day they had a heart attack, and that's a famous case. The point is, when you let somebody else live for you and you just sit there and watch all day and you don't take action and you don't get involved, just like muscles atrophy, the mind atrophies. And I know I'm telling you something you already know. I'm telling myself something I already know. I am only going to be involved in TV and media if it's empowering. And if it is encouraging people to go outside into nature and to be part of the universe. Near my house, there is a creek and there are thousands of fireflies now. They're kind of peaking. And I need to go out there with a time lapse and show it. People say, well, how is that news? Well, I'm going to discuss while I'm out there, and I'm going to do a voiceover about, you know, really experiencing the world. And if you want to counter globalist disinformation and globalist brainwashing and globalist ugly media and ugly art meant to sabotage your soul, that's declassified. CIA wants to hurt you, make you dumb, make you confused so they can rule you, show you ugly art, show you mental illness, show you not just short attention span shows for kids, but twist it where none of it makes sense and is basically mentally ill to turn you into a gibbering moron. And I say CIA, that's a gestalt, touchstone, big agency that admittedly has been involved in it, but it's far beyond that. It's the big university think tank combines, the DARPAs, the different Skinnerian institutes, the Pavlovian juggernauts, the Tavistock institutes. Everything you see is their weapons forged against you and your family, and they write white papers admitting it. And the people running those facilities are just committed to savaging you and your family, and they have a wicked hatred of the average person and believe that you are unfit, profane, and stunted, and they're just hurrying your acceleration into oblivion. And I've talked to some of these people off record, and they go, listen here, that horde will tear you apart in a moment. The mere fact that we've been public about it and they do nothing shows they deserve what's being done to them. And I've countered back, boy, I bet you got some screwed up kids. And they'll say stuff like, yeah, two of them are screwed up, one of them's good. That's just how nature works. And I say, I think you're a cold-blooded bastard. Alex, you know that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. You know that. So why do you sit there and defend these people? And I say, because it's not fair to put them in front of a TV from birth and give them formula that's two-thirds high fructose corn syrup so their brain is all fried and you never let them get off the starting line. That is an attack on a species. Not even your eugenics-based accelerate the species. I see you decelerating the species, and I say you're a greedy son of a you-know-what. Son of the devil. And it's the standard speech. Look, you know, you're smart. You see it. That means you should join us. Try to reform it from within, Alex. There's some bad people in the elite, but that's because good people aren't working with us. And that's all a cover. Like Emperor Palpatine, to use a child's analogy, telling Anakin Skywalker he's going to help him and he loves him and he's going to teach him something really loving and helpful and good. But it's not good, is it? No. And then the establishment tells us, well, that's your perspective, your point of view. Everything's relative, isn't it? Things are relative to a point. All right, and I've got just so much news here. I've absolutely got to cover the election news. It's all over the top. A man busted for video threatening Trump family says he thought it'd make him look cool. We're going to play some of that video. Remember he said, I'm going to kill Trump, I'm going to kill her family. He said that before the news says I said that. I was quoting him. That's how deceptive they are. They'll actually run with stuff like that and clip it out of context. And Media Matters and, you know, CNN and the rest of them. And see, it's all about a fake rite of passage where you get up there and, you know, announce what you're going to do, and you're this big man. Everybody says, yeah, but see, it's the real world now. What if you were successful and were able actually to put a bullet in Trump? You're going to be in a prison for the rest of your life, stupid, begging within an hour of having handcuffs put on you to be let out to mommy. So stop acting like you're a big, tough killer and actually realize you've been brainwashed to not like Donald Trump by the establishment media, and that you're a sucker. Donald Trump meets with top globalist James Baker, Kurt Nemo wrote yesterday. Reportedly, it did not go well, and they argued quite a bit. That's in the Hill newspaper and some other publications we're going to be going to. Oh, good news. Since the Senate started its investigation and announced it on Monday, magically, our Facebook videos are getting five times the views, five times the shares, our articles are spreading, and it looks like they've removed part of the algorithm, or at least the newest algorithm that was totally suppressing us, and only have us on an older algorithm that partially suppresses us. But see, Facebook advertises this as open free market of ideas. They should actually then do that. Or it's false advertising, isn't it? And then everybody who's a patriot, a libertarian, a conservative, a nationalist, a populist, can go somewhere else and build something new and free and not censor anybody. So that's what it comes down to. There is also another article here. How scientists are harnessing the ice-making powers of bacteria. That's pretty wild. There's another article. Wendy's is replacing workers with kiosk in response to fight for $15 an hour. Yeah, they're bringing in higher wages all over the world. They admit to force the move to automation to phase out humans. And they make you totally dependent on your government check so they can make you take all the vaccines and go to government work brigades and basically be quote, reformed. And also, they are moving to remove humans out of the military command structures so that everything's automated and decisions are made by algorithms and computers. That's why they've now moved a woman into command of the Air Force. I think it's women. It's just that they are making it obsolete, as I've told you they would, ahead of the rise of the machines, commanded and controlled by a very small group of technocrats, less than 100 controllers, who as soon as they have full AI control, I predict will start a coup against each other, and there will only be one master controller.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Bunch of guests coming up today, obviously. Les Jamison, who's been involved in 9/11 Truth for, I don't know, 15 years or so, heads up HR14.org. Coming up next Tuesday, the head of the CIA says he may declassify parts or all of the 28 pages. Saudi Arabia is threatening to pull $800+ billion out of the U.S. if we, quote, do. And yes, I know the rabbit hole goes deeper than Saudi Arabia cover-up and involvement, but this domino falling will knock all the others down. I know a lot of folks are experts on 9/11, but I am the guy that predicted it 2 months before and came out day one in the morning and said it was an inside job and that the Saudi Arabia was running the operation with the West. It's all come out now. I was accurate because the FBI was saying what happened at the time. They were just being ignored and demoted. But, and I'm not lionizing the FBI, but it was the FBI that was actually exposing it at the bottom, not the top. So it's a complex issue. My point is the feds are not our enemy. It's just like us. It's made up of people. But the globalists have hijacked it at the top. We are in occupied countries, my point. By the Federal Reserve. That's the foreign banking cartel's name. When foreigners take over, they don't call themselves foreigners. They go, we're the Federal Reserve. Oh, there's a TPP. It is a foreign agreement. You can't see it. Never mind. But we're going to raise your taxes. And Donald Trump goes, this is a national sovereignty screw job. I'm not for it. Oh, my gosh. He's so racist. He's so evil. It's the end of the world. So that's all coming up as well. Before I go any further, we have almost 5-star reviews. I think it's like 4.5 stars for Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. It is the best formula out there from our research with the vitamins, the minerals from organic base, from plant derived. Absolutely delicious, full of energy, and I just personally love it. My children love it. And I had one child that was a few pounds overweight, but not too much, but had a little bit. And I said, look, stop drinking a carton of orange juice every day and have this. And she's lost probably 5 pounds last month. It's amazing. And it is concentrated as well. So you'll see some other great brands and things out there that have containers twice the size. It's the same amount of vitamins and minerals in there than a lot of the best-selling brands out there, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine that we also promote and sell at InfoWarsHealth.com. So I like both formulas at InfoWarsHealth.com, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then we found our own plant-derived type vitamin mineral fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. But either one you get, they're both excellent, and it helps fund our operation, and we need the funds. Again, I take some weeks we make extra money, some weeks we lose money. We're self-funded by people supporting us. I really appreciate your support. You are the InfoWar. We try to bring you the very best products, whether it's Hillary from Prison Shirt, or Molon Labe, or non-GMO heirloom seeds, or shortwave radios that are solar-powered, you name it, the full spectrum. Thousands of products. InfoWarsLife.com is nutraceuticals. InfoWarsHealth.com, again, is the longevity nutraceuticals. But InfoWarsStore.com is a big umbrella site. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, and that has links to InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com. It's all the same shopping cart. It's just that we have little sub-URLs. It's such a big site to go right into the areas you want to look at. We're extending through Sunday, and then it is over, and it will be gone. It's over. We had over 60 different packages of meals at InfoWarsSelect.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com, powered by My Patriot Supply, that were 30-40% off. Now we can only do the 4 best sellers, but those are still the most popular. 4 months, 6 months, year supply, it's all up there. It's actually 4 weeks, 3 months, teleprompter free, folks. Going from memory. 4 weeks supply, 3 months supply, 6 months supply, 1 year supply, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to it. And with all the craziness in the world, everybody needs to have storable food. This is a win-win because it's insurance you can eat. If things don't go to hell in a handbasket, you can always eat it because the meals are very healthy. They're delicious. They're fresh. They're clean. They're high quality from right here in the good old U.S. of A. InfoWarsStore.com. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.